Track 14, The Last Word. How many remotes do you have close at hand to control heating, radio, TV, garage doors and whatever? Neil has 4 just for the TV. And he's had difficulty getting Mrs. H to understand how to use them. Here he is.
I really must give Mrs. H some training in operating the TV remote. As soon as one of us utters the words, "What shall we watch tonight?" I do the supposedly male thing, seize the remote, and begin zapping away at the cherished box in the corner. "I need to know how to do that," Mrs. H cries in frustration. "If you're not here, I don't know how to turn everything on." I suspect, like many homes, behind the set are yards of wiring that looks as though someone's intestines have spilled out. Mrs. H complains bitterly about this. "How am I supposed to clean behind there?" she wails. I must admit, it is a nightmare if we have to move the telly out for any reason. Unplugging all the leads is easy, but putting them back in the right sockets is a trial and error. I find what I thought was on input number 3 has moved to number 4. Our telly must be near its switch-off date, so to stream programmes we have plugged in a Google TV gizmo. We also have a recorder. We record programmes, if we can, so we can fast-forward through the ads. Oh, and I mustn't forget the soundbar, which has a will all of its own. It will suddenly drop out, and the sound defaults to the TV's tinny speakers. With all that, it means we have 4 remotes, and there is a tedious switching process depending what we want to watch. Some of them are synced, so, for example, any one of them will adjust the volume. It's not unusual for Mrs. H and me to each grab a remote and try to change the sound. It gets quite tense if she's trying to turn it up and I'm pressing furiously to turn it down. I have tried to give Mrs. H a tutorial on operating all the gadgets, but she's not the best of pupils. "Right, start with the remote and press..." "Give it to me," she barked. "I need to do it. That's the only way I'll learn." There followed several fractious minutes while I attempted to pass on the secrets of the Shady Pines telly. As I explained things to her, she went from one remote to another. I realised what ridiculous hoops we have to go through to get the right programme. But some of it must have sunk in. On the odd evening, she'll appear with a look of triumph on her face. "I switched it on, and it's all working." But that is as far as she can go. She needs tutoring on setting up programmes to record, not to mention playing and deleting them, fast-forwarding through commercial breaks and pausing so she can disappear mid-programme to put some washing in. And there is a bit of a torturous procedure to relaunch the wretched soundbar when it dies on us. If Mrs. H ever cracks how to perform the basic operations of the telly, perhaps I'll introduce her to the joys of the setting menu. That'll keep her occupied. Here she can cause all sorts of damage. Mind you, I must admit, I don't understand half of it. In fairness to Mrs. H, she has a greater knowledge than me of many of the workings of the Shady Pines appliances. She can control the central heating, knows what goes on a 40-degree wash, and is skilled at loading the dishwasher. So, small though it may be in the scheme of things, I shall keep the secrets of the remotes to myself.
Thank you, Neil.